want it to leave in a sort of gradual way. You want it to leave in a way that is healthy for your body. You want to do it gradually. And we want you to understand you want it to be a vibrational, emotional journey, not an action journey.
Right.
So once you get that in place, once you start thinking more downstream thoughts, that really is all that is necessary. If you look at every failure that you've had relative to any subject, you or anybody else on the planet, and you'll, as you remember the action journey that you took, you'll try to recall the emotions that were present at the same time, you'll realize that with all of that stuff that hasn't been working for you, you've had upstream, 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 upstream thoughts so vivid that we want to shout to all of you, your action does not mean diddly squat. Your action's just the way you pass the time. Your action isn't what's making it happen. And it's hard to wrap your thoughts around that because, you know, you can pick things up and move them over there and pick things up and move them over there. And you say, oh, look how much my action has accomplished. Certainly it took action to create this vessel that you are sailing on, but there was much more than action that got this ball going, you see. And so when you realize that it's all about thought and vibration and feeling, and you take it out of the realm of action, and you realize you don't have control over the action right now, but that you do have control over the emotion and the thought, and so you start applying yourself literally and intentionally, moment by moment, by thinking the thoughts that feel best to you, before you know it, you get into a rhythm, and then you can't help but begin to notice the patterns of your life changing, because they must change. When you change the pattern of your thoughts, then everything that wraps around that and comes to that must change and will. It comes down to people saying, give me an improved condition, and then I'll have a better feeling response. We say it doesn't work that way. You must find a better feeling response, and then you'll get the improved condition. I'll say, no, I'm sure. I'm sure that a lot of things have come to me first, and then I've noticed them and had a feeling for them. And we say, undoubtedly you have, but that's not what deliberate creating is. That's regurgitating.
So in terms of, I've been thinking about mental illness and thoughts and awareness and feelings. I tend toward depression. Sometimes menopause was a challenge. I'm married to someone who has some challenging, has OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. How do people who are chemically, and I also do healing work, so I work with people sometimes who are very depressed or have other challenges. How do people who may not have the chemistry to think clearly, well, how to help them,
you see,
or myself, move more downstream?
In all of that conversation, you are arguing for those physical limitations.
Right.
And they're all upstream arguments. And so there is no help for that. In other words, every time you give anyone the excuse for why they can't get something that they want,
right,
you are disempowering them. You are, in other words, your body is a chemical factory, and the chemistry of your body exists as it does because of the vibrational alignment. So what we're saying to you is, tend to the vibrational alignment, and the chemistry of the body will come into alignment. And you're saying, but what if somebody's body chemistry is so out of alignment they can't come into alignment?
Right.
And we say, it's just a never-ending cycle, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I can't get there until I'm there, and since I'm not there, I can't get there. That's basically what you're saying. Oh, is that ever a tug of war? I want to be over there, but I can't get over there until I am over there, because I have to be over there to feel what it's like to be over there, and since I'm over there, and I don't feel like what it's like over there, then I can't feel like it's over there, so I can't be over there, so I'll just have issues with being over here. And we say, you got to give yourself a break. You've got to take it out of the physical realm and into the emotional realm, into the thought realm. And then you have to acknowledge that there's no one who cannot deliberately offer thought. And we'll give it to you. There are people that are pretty stubborn in thought, but there's no one who can't think a different thought. Those people among you who are the most depressed are those people among you who have the fastest energy stream moving, who haven't figured out how to turn and go with the flow, who are so weary of this stream beating up on them. They're almost at the point of giving up. When they give up, they'll feel better. So what depression is that utter acknowledgement of my lack of power. It's a complete reversal of how they were born.